There are two developments to tell you about today dealing with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The CPB has chosen a new president and chief executive. We'll hear about her in just a few minutes. First to Capitol Hill, where the House of Representatives has overwhelmingly passed a provision to restore $100 million in CPB funds. That money was originally cut by a key House committee last week. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting provides funding to public radio and TV stations and to NPR. Here's NPR's Andrea Seabrook.
In this debate, one name was uttered more than any other: Big Bird. The yellow-feathered Sesame Street character was invoked by Republicans who supported the cuts, like Florida's Ginny Brown Waite.
Big Bird is a billionaire. The marketing rights for Sesame Street and Barney totaled $1.3 billion.
Brown Waite and others wanted the $100 million cut in CPB's budget to remain, calling it common sense in tight budget times. But many Democrats, like Ed Markey of Massachusetts, also invoked the 8-foot, 2-inch bird.
To the Republicans, keep your hands off of Big Bird. Sesame Street is balanced. Big Bird is there. But so isn't Oscar the Grouch to represent the Republican point of view.
But many Republicans are also supportive of public broadcasting, including Iowa's Jim Leach, who co-sponsored the amendment. Today he praised PBS and NPR for, in his words, increasing the civility of public discourse.
And so I would strongly urge my colleagues to reflect that these institutions of the public broadcasting system deserve our respect and our support.
In the end, 87 Republicans voted for the bill. But for that special rank of lawmakers known as appropriators, the ones who divvy up taxpayer money among thousands of federal programs, the question came down to the budget. In this bill that funds the Departments of Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education, there are cuts in dozens of programs, not just in public broadcasting. Republican Ralph Regula, chairman of the bill's subcommittee, said his grandchildren love Big Bird, and so he understands why congressional offices got thousands of calls and emails in support of PBS.
But I'm not sure that those who call realize what would be eliminated if we were to adopt this amendment.
Regula warned that restoring the money for public broadcasting meant cuts in other programs in education, labor, and health and human services. But Wisconsin Democrat David Obey, who offered the amendment to restore the money to CPB, said the choice was simple.
I think the American people recognize that public television and public radio are both national treasures.
Today, most of the Congress agreed with Obey. The bipartisan vote was 284 to 140, and money will be put back in the budget for CPB. The bill still includes smaller cuts in children's programming and for digital equipment. But those who support public broadcasting, Democrats and Republicans alike, say they'll try to get that back in when the House and Senate meet to work out a final version of the bill. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.